AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright is in Venezuela to assess the country's oil industry. Wright met yesterday with Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodríguez, at the Miraflores Presidential Palace in Caracas. He's expected to meet with government officials, oil executives, and others during a three-day visit to the South American country. The House voted to slap back President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Several Republicans joined Democrats over the objections of GOP leadership. Another News AP correspondent, Jennifer King, has the latest on the deadly school shooting in the Canadian Rockies.
Police in Canada say they don't yet know a motive behind Tuesday's school shooting in the remote community of Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, that left 9 people dead, including the suspect. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald.
Suspect has been identified as 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootselaar, who is a resident of Tumbler Ridge.
McDonald said the suspect identified as female and had a history of contacts with police over mental health issues. The victims included a 39-year-old teacher and 5 students. The suspect's mother and 11-year-old stepbrother were also found dead in their home following the attack. Police recovered a long gun and a modified handgun at the scene. Prime Minister Mark Carney addressed Parliament a day after the shooting.
To the students, the teachers, the parents, every resident of Tumbler Ridge, all of Canada stands with you.
Audio courtesy CTV.
A new court filing found the IRS mistakenly shared the taxpayer information of thousands of people with the Department of Homeland Security. This was part of a controversial agreement between the two agencies to share information on immigrants in order to identify and deport people illegally in the U.S. The data sharing agreement was signed last April by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the untimely death of a coming-of-age drama star.
Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has died at 48.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Hi. I'm Dawson.
You're Dawson. Dawson, yeah, I know. We met before. I'm Jen.
Oh, the granddaughter from New York. Okay.
Right.
Wow, you look different.
Known for his role in the coming-of-age drama Dawson's Creek, Vanderbeek shot to fame playing the show's lead character. Vanderbeek also appeared in Varsity Blues.
This is your opportunity
for
here.
You. Playing football at West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life.
And later leaned into jokes about his own image. A statement from the actor's family that was posted on Instagram said the actor passed away peacefully Wednesday morning. Vanderbeek revealed in 2024 that he was being treated for colorectal cancer. He's survived by his wife, Kimberly, and 6 children. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.